This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton, and welcome to Big Squid. On today's Chitter Chatter, Adam Richard is carving up the start of my week with discussions about potato scallops, fritters, and cake. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. He's back. It's Chitter Chatter time. The last time we talked about fireplaces and how they came into being something that we could all enjoy. Thank you, Eleanor. What do you have for us this morning, Adam?
Look, I know I've talked about potatoes before, but I'm obsessed. Yes. and it also kind of came up again because of the McDonald's doing, you know, causing a problem in this country by siding one way or the other in the great scallop cake debate.
Oh, yes. I didn't know. What happened with McDonald's?
Well, they decided that they were going to do potato cakes. Or did they do potato scallop? I can't even remember. But they put one of them out.
Right.
You know, their own version of it. And it just had the one name throughout the country.
Right.
Which is confusing because when you go interstate, you need to know, like, we live in Sydney and it's taken me a long time to get my head around the potato scallop because as far as I'm concerned, it's a potato cake.
Right.
And probably as far as you're concerned, because you're from South Australia, it's a potato fritter.
That's right. It is a potato fritter.
It's a potato fritter. They're called different things in different cities. Like different parts of Australia have different names for the very same thing.
It's so weird.
It's a slice of potato battered and fried. Like it's just like a big chip.
Right.
Realistically.
Yeah. That's what it's called in Broome. Big chip.
Big chip. Can I get a big chip? But yeah, so like when McDonald's fell down on one side, you're like, what are you doing? Like this is one of those things you don't mess around with. Like we just know when we go into state that you've got to get your head around a different type of fried potato.
Yeah.
Like it's
we're fine.
Potato cake, I think, is the weirdest one. Like, it seems like a stupid name for something. Because the idea of a cake made of potato is strange.
Well, it's also, when I hear the word cake, I think of something thicker. And they're thin.
Yeah. Well, strange you should say that, but there is such a thing as a cake made out of potato.
Oh, really?
During the war, there was a lot of rationing going on. There were a lot of things you couldn't get a hold of, like wheat flour was in, you know, scant supply. So there was a cake developed which was made with mashed potato.
Right.
Instead of wheat. Beautiful. You put some fruit in it. It's developed into what we know today as the Boston bun.
Which
looks like it has mashed potato on top, but it's kind of icing with coconut.
Yeah.
But originally a Boston bun was made with cold mashed potato.
Right. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a strange thing to get. Well, you can get it quite fluffy. Like you can get your mashed potato, you know, decently fluffy if you don't use too much water. I have a secret for you. If you have a pressure cooker, the secret to the fluffiest mashed potatoes is like just enough, you know, water at the bottom to basically create steam. Chuck your potatoes in, do your pressure cooker for, I think it's like 7 to 10 minutes to make potatoes.
Right.
And they will be the fluffiest mashed potatoes you've ever made. Because the more water you use with, like, it breaks down the starches.
Right.
So, you know, you can get, like, if you're way too much water and not enough potato, you end up with kind of like slimy mashed potato.
Right. Yep.
But if you use less water and pressure cooker is almost no water, like it's just steam really, then you can get really fluffy mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there you go.
So who knew this was going to be a recipe episode?
I know. It's exciting. When did the Boston bun change over then?
Probably when the rationing stopped. So when people were like, yeah, I like it, but how would it be if we made it with flour?
Right.
And yeast.
Yeah. I have a feeling it would be tastier in some ways. And I love potatoes as well. But
I would be interested to try an actual original recipe Boston bun, but yeah, it might be. I'm sure they don't do them at Ferguson's.
No, I'm pretty certain they don't either. But, well, you know, in South Australia, and I think it was Queensland, if anyone from Queensland who's listening can confirm this for me, I think we're the only two states that used to call it peanut butter. Peanut paste, sorry.
Peanut paste,
call it
yes.
Peanut paste, and then everyone else called it peanut butter. And, you know, that's... And to be honest, it was much funnier as a kid when you called it Vaginamite and penis paste than penis butter.
I'm presuming that had something to do with the very powerful dairy lobby.
Right.
Because because it would have been like, well, you can't call it butter because it's not actually butter. It doesn't come from a cow.
Yeah.
And, you know, they obviously lost that fight in other states. Because there was talk of reversing the what is called, like, you know, soy milk and almond milk and all those things.
Right.
Apparently the dairy industry is furious that they never kind of put the kibosh on that way back when.
Right.
To the point where I think it was one of the National Party members was just like, I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't milk a nut. Mate, you can, but I wouldn't put it in your coffee.
So where can people find you, Adam?
Don't look for me. I'm a bad person. I should be kept away from. Adam Richard on Twitter and Instagram. Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook. I'm all over the place.
And if anyone has learned anything from this morning's podcast, just be careful what you put in your coffee.
It's clumpy.
Thank you to Adam for being my guest today. Big Squid returns tomorrow with guest Dane Simpson, and that's a super fun catch-up. So keep an eye out for that, probably dropping Tuesday morning, which will be tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this. I will be appearing at the Melbourne Comedy Festival very soon for 2 dates only. Yes, it's so close now. On April 16th, it will be a live Big Squid recording with guests Celia Pakwola and Josh Earle, and we're going to compete against one another to create the Great Aussie Movie List. And on the 17th, I am doing a one-off performance of my new award-winning show, Little Victories, at the Melbourne Town Hall. Head to justinhamilton.com.au/gigs for more info. That is justinhamilton.com.au/gigs. And as a loyal listener to Big Squid, use the promo code podcast and you can save yourself some coin on your ticket purchases. I'll be back tomorrow, but in the meantime, thank you for joining me today, and I hope you have a cruisy start to the week. Not Tom Cruise, I mean small C cruisy. Until then.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.